Oh, shucks. Dad, Brent, I can't get these bins open. If Zeb would get a cartwheel in here and have them fixed up. That there many rat traps. Every place you go, you run into a rat trap. Darn Zeb, anyhow. And only keep the place. Oh, how do you do, Miss Plum?
Oh, I've finished it.
Yeah, finished what?
Why, my song. The one I'm going to enter in the contest. I finished it last night. It's called Chanson Sans Parole.
Called what?
Chanson Sans Parole. That's French.
Yeah, well, you can just tear it up. We ain't going to have no songs like that. This contest has to be kept clean.
Oh, but Mr. Peters, you don't understand.
Where's your, excuse me.
How do you do, Mr. Green? Say, Mr. Green, Lyle's how you ought to shake hands with Miss Plum.
Well, glad to know you, Miss Plum.
How do you do?
Miss Plum's a music teacher.
Yeah? Well, I'm in the music business myself, Miss Plum. Maybe you've heard of me. Sammy Green. I wrote Last Night I Lived a Million Years.
Oh, why, yes. Oh, yes, of course I have. I saw you in Vaudeville, Mr. Green.
Yeah, me and the wife played over the Bijou circuit for 2 years. And we gave that up. 4 days, a tough racket. She's given dancing lessons now.
And just think, you composed I Lived a Million Years. Oh, I think that's one of the most beautiful ballads ever written.
Yeah, it ain't so bad. Yeah, but say, wait till you hear my new number. I'm looking for Love Valley.
What, say?
Looking for Love Valley. That's the
name. Oh, I'd just be thrilled to death to hear it.
Well, now, say, if you're looking at...
Well, say, there's a piano around somewhere. I'll be glad to run over for you.
Oh, there's a piano in the music room at the library. And I'm sure Miss Barrows would let you use it.
What, Allie?
Okay, if you want to run over there, I'll...
Good morning, Mrs. Howe.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Howe.
Good morning, Mr. Peters. Will you take my order, please? Let me see you. I want a bottle of vinegar and some meat and Tabasco.
How's that?
And Mrs. Howe, I want you to...
Vinegar and a slice of ham will do. And deliver it, will you?
Well, say, Miss Plum, if you want to hear that number, I...
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
I'm telling you, honey, why I said it's all over.
What are they doing?
What's that?
What are they doing?
Dang if I know. He said something about they're looking for an alley.
Oh, so he's the one.
Well, how do you mean, what one?
Well, Mr. Peter, I'm not given to retailing gossip. But Mrs. Snyder told me that Enid Plum was carrying on a flirtation with some man, meeting him on the sly. In alley, she said.
By the Ginger River.
I don't know what this town is coming to, Mr. Peters. With Professor Thistlewaite mixed up in a scandal, and I presume you read in the paper about Mr. Hurst eloping with some...
Hey, howdy, Miss Howe.
Good morning, Mr. Winterbottom.
Any something I can do for you?
No, thank you. Mr. Peters has taken my order. I was just leaving. Goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye, Miss Howe.
Sometime.
I like you chased her out.
Oh, I didn't know such
thing. Shucks, I don't know what this town's coming to, Zeb.
Coming to? What are you talking about?
Well, Miss Plum is meeting that Mr. Green and Allie, and he's married, too. Said his wife will...
Say, that'll do you, Webb Peters. I don't want to hear none of your dad doing idle gossip. Hey, how do you know she's meeting an alley?
Mrs. Howe just told me.
Well, I'll be swift. Mrs. Howe told you,
huh? Yeah, stood right here and said so.
Well, who'd have thought it? I don't know, Ed. I reckon me and you's about the only respectable people in the whole dang town. Well, any orders come in while I was out?
Yes, Mrs. House. I got it right here.
Yes, we'll read it off and I'll get the stuff. What you want?
One bottle of vinegar. Some eating tobacco.
With what? Eating tobacco? Say, what's the matter with you? She didn't order no eating tobacco.
Well, she just did. I got it all written down right here. One bottle of vinegar and some eating tobacco.
Let's see that order.
Well, there it is. Look at it. Look at it.
What are you doing? Well, I never seen her chewing tobacco.
Maybe she sort of does it on the sly.
I reckon it's none of our business. I'll get it for her, but...
Say, who's that
sneaky
old dame in here a minute ago?
Who, Mr. Green? I don't know. I just came in.
He means Mrs. Howe, Zeb.
Well, sure. Why? What about her?
Oh, nothing. Only I just don't get the angle. She must have said something that Miss Plum. Because when we got outside, the girl busted out crying.
Yes, well, you see, Mr.
Yeah, you see, Mr. Green, she chews tobacco on the sly.
Chews tobacco? Who does? Miss Plum?
Now, wait a minute, Ed.
Now, Miss Howe.
Well, what if she does chew tobacco on the sly? I don't think...
Just a second, dear. You ain't going to have no scandal-mongering going on in this store. What Mrs. Howe does and what Miss Plum does is their own business.
Okay. I didn't mean any harm. What I want to talk to you fellows about is my song. I'm leaving town at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I'm driving to the city. I'll be at my hotel by 6, and I'll send it to you.
Send us your hotel?
No. How could I send you a hotel? I'll send you a copy of my...
Yes, Ed, he's just going to send us a copy of the hotel. Sort of a picture postcard.
Well, mark an X to show where your room is, will you?
Listen, I'm not going to send you a postcard. I'm going to send you my song, the song I'm putting in the contest.
Oh, yes. I see your song for the contest, eh?
That's the song for the contest.
Yes. But the sakes, Mr. Green, you can't leave here at 4 and be in the city by 6.
No, don't worry. That car of mine covers the ground like a greyhound. Why, I know...
Like a what?
Greyhound, a dog. Why, this morning, driving back from Squidgeville, I hit 100.
$100?
100 miles. 100 miles between Squidgeville and Corn Center.
Yeah, you're crazy. It ain't 100 miles between Squidgeville and Corn Center.
No, it's only 10.
Yeah, but what difference does that make? I'm telling you, the car went 100.
Oh, you didn't stop when you got to Corn Center, eh?
Well, certainly I stopped.
And got out?
Yes, that hasn't got anything to do with it. I'm telling you, the car went 100 miles.
100 miles without you in it?
Of course I was in it.
Well, you just said you got out.
I did get out.
Yeah. He's crazy, Dad.
Yeah, so I'm beginning to think so myself.
Now listen. I'm talking about velocity. Speed.
First he says he's riding a car, and now he's riding a velocipede.
It wasn't a velocipede. It looked like rain, and the road was wet and full of puddles, so I stepped in it.
Oh, you was walking, huh?
Yes, I... No, I wasn't walking.
Then how'd you happen to step in a puddle if you weren't walking?
I didn't say I stepped in a puddle.
You did.
I didn't. I said...
Well, what did you step in then?
The gas. I put my foot in the gas.
Yeah, that's a dad darn lie. That there is where we tripped you up. Mm. Caught you. Dad darn. You put your foot on the gas.
A lie? Why is it a lie?
Because you couldn't get your foot through the hole in the gas tank, and you know it.
But I don't mean I put my foot in the gas tank.
Well, what did you have in the gas tank, then? What did you have?
Nothing. I didn't have anything in the gas tank.
What, do you mean to stand there and try to tell us your car run without gas?
No,
well, you can't fool us that way. We're too dad darn smart.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't. Skip it. You're right, and I'm wrong. I didn't have any gas, and I didn't go 100, and I didn't have any car.
Yes, well, young fellow, I want to tell you one thing. It's just about time he was fessing up and telling the truth.
Mainly because we caught him. Well, all I want to remind you babies of is this. You've got the money I slipped you. I want to win that song contest. So don't try any funny business. I'll send you the song tonight, and so long.
Yes.
Sure. You know something? I don't like that feller, Zeb.
No, neither do I, Ed. Coming in here and bragging about running over them dogs by fact, you run out there and stop him.
And what for?
Never mind, stop him and fetch him back here. It's again the law to run over dogs. Hey. I'm going to find him.
Hey, wait, Mr. Green. Hey, come back here. Hey, Mr. Green.
Yes, come here.
Well, what do you want? I'm in a hurry.
Well, don't be in such a hurry. You don't figure you can get off that easy, do you? You can just come through with $100.
$100?
Yes.
Why, I gave you $200 yesterday.
That don't make a speck of difference.
No, sorry. We gotta have $100 right now.
Yes. Why, this is blackmail. I won't pay it.
We'll
I tell you
pay
what.
It or we...
Okay. If this is all I am going to pay, there. Here's the check. And that's the lot.
Thank you.
You know, Zeb, I sort of changed my mind about this judging business.
Yes.
It's pretty dad darn good after all.